There's a new tower in Boise. Boeing's 777X said to deliver unprecedented efficiency and economics. And the Learjet 75 wins certification. This is Aero News for Wednesday, November 20th, 2013. I'm Glenn Moyer. The FAA recently dedicated a new $33 million state-of-the-art airport traffic control tower and terminal radar approach control, or TRACON, at Boise Air Terminal Gowan Field. The 255-foot-tall tower is nearly three times taller than the old tower, which was built in 1975, and it is topped by a 525-square-foot cab with three air traffic controller positions and one supervisor position. An 11,000-square-foot base building houses the TRACON, equipment rooms, and administrative offices. TRACON controllers use radar to guide aircraft into and out of an airport. Boise's TRACON's airspace covers a radius of 5 to 30 miles around the airport from the ground up to 12,000 feet. Boise Air Terminal Gowan Field was established in 1926 and has a rich history. In 1927, the airport hosted the landing of Charles Lindbergh and the Spirit of St. Louis, and actor Jimmy Stewart trained there before deploying to Europe during World War II. In 1968, the airport became home to the Boise Interagency Fire Center, which remains a critical base for the West during wildfire season. Boise Tower controllers handled approximately 102,000 takeoffs and landings in 2012, and Boise TRACON controllers handled approximately 225,000 aircraft. The airport serves commercial airlines including Alaska Horizon, Allegiant, Delta, SkyWest, Southwest, and United. One day after announcing the record-breaking launch of their 777X at the Dubai Air Show, Boeing officials on Monday outlined the expected performance characteristics of the airplane, along with a variety of features they say will make the newest member of the Boeing twin-aisle family the largest and most fuel-efficient twin-engine commercial jetliner in aviation history. Boeing execs said the key innovations will make the 777X 12% more fuel-efficient, including an all-new composite wing based on the innovative wing developed for the super-efficient 787 Dreamliner, aerodynamic advances such as a hybrid laminar flow control vertical tail and natural laminar flow nacelles, and the all-new GE9X engines developed by GE Aviation. In addition to fuel efficiency and environmental responsibility, the company is predicting that these new technologies will help the 777X deliver 10% lower operating economics than the competition. Two models comprise the 777X family. There's the 777-8X with approximately 350 seats and a range capability of more than 9,300 nautical miles, and the 777-9X with approximately 400 seats and a range of more than 8,200 nautical miles. The 777-8X competes directly with the Airbus A350-1000. While Boeing says the 777-9X is in a class all by itself. The FAA has granted certification for Bombardier's Learjet 75 aircraft. FAA certification of the Learjet 75 was received on November 14. The Learjet 75 has advanced performance through an engine thrust increase with an improved Honeywell engine, offering improved takeoff field length performance over its predecessor. The new avionics system contributes to achieving weight savings, and the new canted winglets improve aerodynamic efficiency. Overall, up to a 9% improvement in field performance under hot and high conditions, and up to a 4% improvement in fuel efficiency is expected. Bombardier reports that certification and delivery efforts and activities are also in progress for the smaller sibling aircraft, the Learjet 70. Representative Henry Waxman, Democrat of California, is asking the NTSB to step up its investigation of the fatal Santa Monica Airport accident on September 29. Waxman said in a news release that he has serious concerns about safety issues at Santa Monica Airport. The initial investigation was stopped by the partial government shutdown, and NTSB Chair Deborah A.P. Hirschman confirms that, quote, safety was compromised by stopping the investigation, end quote, as a result of the government shutdown, undermining the ability of the NTSB to collect evidence in a timely manner. The Santa Monica Airport is situated just feet away from a number of suburban homes, and the Airport Commission chairman has said he believes that if the airplane involved in the accident had not struck a hangar, it might have gone over an embankment and crashed into nearby residences. Those findings led Waxman to write in a letter to the NTSB that, quote, "It is critically important that NTSB conduct its investigation into the accident as thoroughly and expeditiously as is possible," end quote. Well, not everyone is thrilled with Boeing's massive orders for the newly announced 777X, which was unveiled at the Dubai Air Show on Sunday, and additional major orders for Airbus. Airline Pilots Union, ALPA, issued a statement Sunday saying that the aircraft orders totaling $162.6 billion by state-owned foreign airlines Emirates, Etihad Airways, Qatar Airways, and Fly Dubai, quote, "illustrate the staggering scale of the economic threat to the U.S. airline industry and its employees if the U.S. government continues policies that hand foreign competitors an economic advantage over U.S. airlines in the global marketplace," end quote. The pilots' union believes that, among other things, the U.S. government must reform the high tax burden on U.S. airlines, halt its plans to operate a U.S. customs pre-clearance facility in Abu Dhabi and possibly other airports where U.S. carriers do not fly, and eliminate low-interest U.S. export-import bank financing for wide-body aircraft that isn't available to U.S. airlines. When Aero News continues, early reports suggest pilot error in Russia. Boeing sees growing pilot demand in the Middle East. And what do you say about a landing you don't walk away from?
Mid-Continent Instruments and Avionics now offers dealer-only repair services for Bendix King, Mode S transponders, radar altimeters, and HF systems. For expert repairs and quick turnarounds, count on Mid-Continent Instruments and Avionics.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC-700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Aero News continues now for Wednesday, November the 20th. I'm Glenn Moyer. An initial report from the Moscow-based Interstate Aviation Committee says that the pilots of the Boeing 737, which went down Sunday in Tatarstan, stalled the airplane and then overcorrected, entering a steep dive which caused the plane to impact the ground at a near-vertical altitude. According to the IAC's report, relayed by the Associated Press, the aircraft's engines and other systems were working properly up until the impact. The pilot had missed his initial approach to Kazan Airport for unspecified reasons, according to the report, which was released Tuesday. The report cites data collected from the airplane's flight data recorder, which indicates that the pilots applied full power and entered into a 30-degree climb, about twice as steep as normal takeoff altitude. When the pilots tried to regain speed by lowering the nose of the airplane, they were at an altitude of about 2,200 feet. The airplane was at about a 75-degree nose-down altitude when it impacted terrain. Tatarstan Airlines said at a news conference that the two pilots had 1,900 and 2,500 hours flying experience respectively. While both had undergone required training, they apparently had never before been in a situation where they had to abort a landing and go around. Not surprisingly, in the wake of the record orders placed for aircraft and engines at the Dubai Air Show, Boeing projects that airlines in the Middle East will need nearly 100,000 new pilots and technicians to support the expanding demand for new airplane deliveries over the next two decades. At the Dubai Air Show this week, Boeing released the regional projections of the 2013 Pilot and Technician Outlook, a respected industry forecast of aviation personnel. With the aviation industry in the Middle East growing faster than the world average, the Boeing Outlook predicts the region will require 40,000 pilots and 53,100 technicians over the next 20 years. a base jumper's parachute malfunctioned during a jump off Lee Mountain in Sedona, Arizona recently, leaving the 27-year-old injured and stranded about 300 feet from the bottom of the mountain. Rescue crews had to rappel some 600 feet from the top to the narrow ledge where the unidentified jumper landed. He was treated for injuries and then lowered by ropes the additional 300 feet to the bottom of the mountain, according to the Camp Verde, Arizona Bugle. The rescue efforts took about 10 hours, according to the paper. Coconino County Sheriff's Office spokesman Rex Gilliland said that Department of Public Safety's helicopter made 5 flights to assess the situation and insert the proper personnel and equipment into the area. Jumper was transported by a utility terrain vehicle to the trailhead, where an ambulance then took him to Flagstaff Medical Center. I'm Glenn Moyer. Thanks as always for listening. You're now cleared for departure.